We found out that the invasion was on, word spread around the camp, that this gap in the weather, and we were told that it would be in the early hours of the morning. I think 2 o'clock was the time given. And the weather was still not very good. We had on the campus a little building which was the church, which we used as a little church, and we had our own padre, a young man by the name of Mike Brooks, and quite a few of us decided we obviously couldn't sleep that night, and we certainly didn't want to be in our own billets, in our own medicine hut. So we decided we'd go into the church and wait in the church, which we did, and Mike was there. And then eventually, as the early hours of the morning came around, we weren't so much as told as heard the steady drone of the aircraft taking off with the gliders behind them. And because they hadn't long taken off, they were quite low. And we could hear this drone, and we went out and we'd look up into the sky, and we could see them. We could see the bomber and then the glider behind. And this wave would go over, and I remembered we prayed then like we'd never prayed before, certainly like I'd never prayed before, because we knew probably what they were going into, and we realized that there wasn't anything else we could do.